Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Genius, you ready to get out here and get this thing started, man?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm on top of it. What's you going to do?
This ain't my car. Give me the keys.
What do you mean the keys?
I need the key. Just press the button right there.
No, man. I need a key.
Hey, man, this is a new car, man. This is one of them, 2000.
Oh, man, this is stupid. I don't want to do that, man. I got to protect my finger, man.
Well, you just sit there then, in that case.
Genius, I knew you were going to act like that. Come on, man, let's get this thing moving.
All you got to do is press the button. Let's go.
Okay, I'll press it then.
We know.
Welcome to the Grotto. This is Daddy G, along with his pal Starzan. And it's Groucho Marx's birthday. And we're going to feature a little bit of Groucho a little bit later in the show as we wait for the world to show up, because they like to be fashionably late to the Grotto. So far we have Ford Prefect in the house in the live show. Welcome, Ford. Have a gargle blaster, settle in. And, while we wait for the rest of the world, let's start off with a little music just to warm things up. How about a little Wynonie Harris? Commodore Decker played some on his show last night at the Possum Lounge. And so I thought I would just carry the tradition over to the Daddy G show just a little bit. A little something different, but also Wynonie Harris. Here you go.
Old maid, stop acting like a baby child. Old maid, stop acting like a baby child. You waited till you got 63 before you started running wild. Well, I'm looking for a gal, she's got to be young and neat. Well, I'm looking for a gal, she's got to be young and neat. What good is your stove if it don't give out no heat? And romance, but you let it pass you by. Cause when you was 10, you used to run from men.
Kept on sitting on it all the time.
When you were 15, you was a natural queen.
But you kept on sitting on it all the time.
When you was 22, you didn't know what to do. When you was 25, you thought about that child.
But you kept on sitting on it all the time.
To you. La 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 la. good.
Call it by name.
We want you to call today. In Los Angeles, the number is Richmond 96135. In Downey, it's 347-8932. Call it direct. Call it collect.
But call it today.
Now, that's right. How about Professor Gumby? He is in the house. Welcome, brother. Haven't seen you in a while. Good to see you, man. You know, just for showing up. I'm going to offer up some kitties and beer. There you go. That was fun.
It was the blackest night. There was no moon in sight. You know the stars ain't shining cause the sky is too tight. Heard the scary wind. I seen some ugly trees. There was a werewolf honking along the side of me. I'm bad, you know I ain't no sissy. Got a big kitty girl here by the name of Chrissy. Talking about her in my bag and me. And just right up the mountain of this sweet.
How you doing? I noticed even the crickets acted weird up here. And so I figured I might just drink a little beer. I said, give me some of that, what you're sucking on. But there was no reply. Well, those titties I like so well. And my goddamn beer is what I started to yell. Then I heard this noise like a bunch of twigs. And up jumped the devil, he's about to dig. He had a red suit on and a widow's peak. And then a pointed tail and like a sulfur. It was him, all right. I swear I knowed it was. He had some human flesh stuck underneath his claws. You know, it looked to me like it was city skin. I said, you son of a bitch, because I was mad at him. He just got out his claws and started cleaning his fangs. So I shot him with my shooter stick. Bang, bang, bang. And then the sucker just laughed and said,
put it away. You know, I ate all up.
Now what you gonna say? You ate my Chrissy?
Yeah, titties and all.
Well, what about the beer then?
Now, were the cans this tall?
Even her boots?
Would I lie to you?
Sure, you must have been hungry.
Yeah, this is true.
Don't they pay you good for the stuff that you do?
Well, you know, I can't complain when the checks come through.
Well, I want my Chrissy.
Oh, yeah.
And I want my beer. So you just bark it back up. Now, devil, do you hear?
Blow it out your ass. Motorcycle man, I mean, I am the devil. Do you understand? Just what will you give me for your titties and beer? I suppose you noticed this little contract here.
You're goddamn right, you son of a
whore.
That's about the only reason I learned right before. Give me that paper. Bet your horns I'll sign because I need a beer in this shitty squeezing time.
Man, you can't fool me. You ain't that bad.
My career, this is just a part of it. So, you know, it's something we do for a laugh.
And you too. And both of those suckers was worth it, you.
Let's make a deal if you think that's true. I mean, you're supposed to be the devil, so what you going to do?
Now, hold on just a second. You want
to
make a deal with
me? Good excuse to me to really show these beautiful legs that I have, you see? I'm sure you saw one.
Actually, to tell you the honest to God truth, I'm very short on style. You can have my soul. It's a mean little suck about 1,000 years old, but once you get it, you can't give it back. You gotta keep it forever, and that's a natural fact.
Woo-wee.
Do you read me, devil?
Oh, yeah. What am I supposed
to read already?
Oh, yeah. That's real tough. I bet you're real bad. Listen, fool. You got
rough enough to get into hell, that you got the style enough to get into hell. So stop talking.
All right, let me tell you something.
All right.
I prove to you that I'm bad enough to go to hell.
Yeah.
Because I have been through it.
Yeah.
I have seen it.
Yeah.
It has happened to me.
Yeah.
Remember, I was signed with Warner Brothers for 8 fucking years.
Tell me about it. Now you're talking
about
it.
How bad is that?
That sounds good to me, motherfucker.
Hey.
So move right along. Tell me what your interests are, you know? If we're going to come to some kind of agreement, I got to know what you're all about, you know? Because I don't know if you're the right cat for the place, you know?
Look, let me tell you what my problem really is.
Okay.
My problem is that I don't belong anywhere.
Uh-huh.
See, I don't even belong where you are, you see?
I hope not.
I'm a simple person, you know? I have very small desires in life. Titties and beer, you know?
What? No.
Hey, look at this.
No! Don't sign it! Give me time to think! Hold on a second, boy!
Hi! Hey, Taylor!
In the devil bar, then I'll show my girl. She heard the titty pop coming all around the world. She said,
Frank Zappa Live, doing titties and beer. Yeah, let's do a bifecta, a Boz Gags bifecta. Ford Prefect says indicates that I am streaming just fine. So RJ Gumby had to bail, I guess. Oh, he's back. Welcome back, Gumby. Hope you can hear me finally. Once you get into the grotto, welcome. And I'm gonna do a bifecta. Boz Gags Live. Here we go. 2 years ago.
Hey.
you.
Boss Gags Live, done 2 years ago, actually. Still sounded good. Professor R.J. Gubby is back with us, and I guess he can hear now. Welcome back, Gumbo. Going on the number two song selection of the Grotto of the Bifecta for Boss Gags. Here we go. Please always shovel. ladies and gentlemen. And being as how that R.J. Gumby is in the house, this one's for you, buddy. I'm going to dust this one off. I haven't played it in a while. Here you go. Thank you. Chicago, the Siegel Schwall Band, yeah, back in the 70s, Hush, Hush. I saw them do this live, actually, but yeah. So it's happy birthday to Julius Marx. Happy birthday, Groucho. Happy birthday to your spirit. We love your, what can you say about Groucho? I mean, he's my hero, you know, and all of you cigar lovers. Should like him too. Let's play a little bit of Groucho. Just a little tribute to the one, the only Groucho. Yeah.
Well, now suppose you became a famous actress and then you met somebody you liked and got married. Would you be willing to quit acting and be a housewife and a mother?
Well, I think if you keep your feet on the ground, you can combine both. That's what I would like to do.
Well, if you keep your feet on the ground, you'll never be a mother. See, there are three kinds of...
There are three kinds of singers, yes.
There's professional, amateur, and crane plumbing, in other words.
The crane plumbers, I tell them to go back home.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Well, they usually have the best pipes of all, you know.
You have a scientific bent, huh?
No.
I would think so. Did you ever meet a fellow named, what was his name, Joe Sexauer? From Alaska?
Oh, he's putting my leg.
Huh?
You're pulling my leg.
No, I'd be glad to.
I used to model maternity clothes about a month ago.
You modeled what?
Maternity clothes.
Maternity clothes?
Well, anybody can model maternity clothes.
Well, he couldn't, for example. John, are potatoes really fattening?
No, sir. It's what you put on in this fattening.
What do you mean?
Oh, butter, gravy, cheese. But if you put that on a mattress, it'll fatten you, too.
That's one of the few things I've never had on a mattress. I just couldn't resist it.
I want you to lay down on the bed.
That's what I want you to do.
Felt has over 60,000 commercial uses for ladies' apparel as well as industrial uses.
Well, name one specifically.
Well, automobiles couldn't run without felt. Aeroplanes couldn't run. The girls in California have that new look by this...
You mean the girls couldn't run without felt?
Well,
a lot of them are felt and then run, huh? Well, they have passengers, though, too.
Five passengers, yes.
And how many are in the crew?
67.
Well,
did you go through the canal?
You mean you went out on a date? You took the old lady along, too?
Yes, indeed.
And what happened?
Well,
silly question, right?
You know, only five children.
When you went out on these dates, what did the chaperone do? Did they just curl up with a good book?
No, they did the same thing as we did.
You mean you have 10 kids now? I'll drop by and we'll plan some things together. Eh?
Good, look me up. I'll help you.
It'll be real cozy, eh? All right, now you're going to play You Bet Your Life for a chance. At the 2,500... You know, I won't be home late in the afternoon. I forgot. The roses need watering, you know. They have to take care of them.
They should be sulfured, too, and
sprayed
and fertilized.
Imagine taking roses out to a girl's house and fertilizing them? That's what he wants me to do, right? Well, is the oxygen business pretty profitable?
Well, sometimes it's almost too good. He's on 24-hour call, and...
He's on 24-hour call, and you've got 10 kids?
Yeah, he gets home in between calls.
Imagine if he had a job around the house. Why is it when you're getting, when you're sitting in a chair... The Bob will ask you a question, and just as you go to answer, he slaps a hot tail on your towel on your kisser, huh? Clip, clip. What about this live model you have?
We could arrange for a live model present, too.
That'd be good, I think.
I could, we could find some clay for you and a sharpened stick, and, after...
You give me a stick and that live model, and I'll do my own business. Who was the barbarian conqueror known as the Scourge of God? Scourge of God. S-C-O-U-R-G-E. Scourge. 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 Scrooge of God. What's the difference? They don't know it anyhow. They don't know it, and I can't pronounce it. It's a real classy quiz show we have.
Well, Robinson Crusoe was shipwrecked on a desert island.
Yes.
And
my kid told me that.
And when he got there, he met a man and became bosom friends with him. And then...
Man was a bosom friend?
He was a very good friend.
That's quite a trick. No wonder he stayed on that island so long. There's a commercial going on now.
No wonder where.
Which gives you an opportunity to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
What do you say?
San Jacinto.
San Francisco. California. San Francisco, that's near
California.
The San Jacinto Monument. It says Hazentel here. The San Jacinto Monument is the tallest in the United States. How'd you get the baby?
Turned on the faucet and out came a little drip, I guess. I don't know.
That's the nicest description of motherhood that I've heard in years.
Well, what happened? How did you get to be a panhandler? Panhandler can also be a chambermaid, but in this case... Boy, do they love anything obscene of.
Call me madame, will you please?
I'll
that's
call
much
you
nicer. That's nicer.
Well, in some circles, that's not considered such a nice thing. And I'm ready to start my 12th year on You Bet Your Life. Did you know that, George?
I
12 years.
Yes.
One more year and I'll get my mitzvah. What sort of comforts of home did you have there?
Well, I had a sleeping bag and a football and a shopping bag full of nuts.
What was the football for?
Well, I never had a tree mate. I mean, I never had a girlfriend or a friend, so I had to play with something, so I played with the football.
People making a forward pass, but this was with 11 men.
You had 5 kids and no pigs, huh?
And we got 3 more.
3 pigs?
3 more kids.
You now have 8 kids?
Yeah, 8 kids.
And where is your husband? Is he in the audience?
No, he just died 3 years ago. I heard of.
How do you know he died? Maybe he's just hiding.
No.
Well, you mean nobody that has a family goes to the movies?
Well, her kids are... I don't know. Sometimes I take her kids, too, but she doesn't like to drive in.
Because
she has a husband, and they just stay home.
Mm-hmm. You mean that... What you're saying is that... What you're saying is that if you're married, you don't have to go to a drive-in theater, is that it? Learning a lot about the younger generation here tonight.
And our block seems to be a dead-end street. There isn't much traffic, and it leaves room for the children to run around and scream all they want.
Well, if there's a lot of kids there, there can't be many dead ends around there.
No, it doesn't.
Before we go any further, do you have a nickname, or what do your friends call you?
Well, sometimes they call me Sam or Joyce.
That's logical.
Or Joyce or most time Marilyn.
Well, why do they call you Sam if your name is Eileen?
I used to be built like a boy, more or less. But I think I outgrew that a little.
That must have been some time ago. How old are you?
20.
I would say that must have been 18 years ago.
Then I got married after 9 months.
Well, you just got under the wire, kid.
Of all the frustrations you had as a child and the wrong kind of a bottle that they gave you...
Mademoiselle, it may interest you to know that I never had a bottle.
You see, we don't have cans in Pakistan.
We don't.
We believe in having everything fresh.
You see, this audience, Pat, let me explain something to you. This audience is even filthier than I am.
If you want a real home to suit your needs, you should go to an architect, because behind every real home, there's an architect.
Times have certainly changed since I was a lad. Certainly wasn't what you'd find behind every home. You'd find a chicken coop, that's what you'd find. I fooled you, didn't I? You ought to be ashamed of yourself, all of you.
How old are you, Babsy?
I'm 25.
Are you married?
No.
Engaged?
No.
Are you doing anything after the show?
Well, nothing in particular.
Well, are you particular what you do after you?
You mean your girl is 400 miles away and you turn down a date with probably the most beautiful girl in America who is standing right next to you?
I have to, I guess. No choice.
You know, that's like living in Las Vegas and going all the way to Cedar Rapids just to play bingo in a church bazaar.
Now, suppose you don't happen to have the style suit I'm interested in.
That's impossible because we have all style suits.
Good, good. Happens I'm interested in a diving suit.
Well, you have me there.
I go to many dives later in the evening.
So, can you do a grind?
I have two children.
After that.
What kind of modeling have you done, Grace?
Well, I used to model stockings in Cuba, and I've modeled coats.
They wear stockings in Cuba?
No, but I just modeled.
No. Just thought they wore coconuts down there and frozen daiquiris.
I
had a frozen daiquiri once when I was up north. Last time I go out without long underwear. What are you laughing at, Paul? I'm afraid to talk to him. He'll stand on his head again.
I used to model maternity clothes about a month ago.
You modeled what?
Maternity clothes.
Maternity clothes?
Well, anybody can model maternity clothes.
Well, he couldn't, for example. I tried it once, and I was a complete failure.
Anything further, Father?
Anything further, Father? That can't be right. Isn't it anything farther further?
Ramiro G. Gonzalez. What does the G stand for, Ramiro?
Huh? Gonzalez?
No, I know. Ramiro Gonzalez, but it says Ramiro G. Gonzalez. What does the G stand for?
Ramiro Gonzalez Gonzalez.
What are you, twins?
No.
Are you pinch-hitting for your father?
No, I'm Gonzalez, Ramiro Gonzalez Gonzalez, because my father, before she married my mother, he was Gonzalez.
Could you give me that once more?
My father was Gonzalez before he married my mother, and my mother was Gonzalez before she married my father.
Well, they were crazy to get married. What does your wife call you, Romero or Gonzalez?
She called me Pedro.
That's
how long?
Well, I lived there about 20 years in caves and under trees and top of trees.
What sort of comforts of home did you have there?
Well, I had a sleeping bag and a football and a shopping bag full of nuts.
What was the football for?
Well, I never had a tree mate. I mean, I never had a girlfriend or a friend, so I had to play with something, so I played with the football.
I've heard of people making a forward pass, but this was with 11 men.
Now, what is gung-ho?
Does that mean you worked in a Chinese laundry?
No, Groucho, that's Marine talk. It means you're all Marine.
Oh. Are you sure your husband hasn't lost some of his buttons in this laundry?
I don't think he ever lost his buttons in the laundry, but he lost his pants at the wedding.
That's a little premature, isn't it? Why don't you go home to your wife? I'll tell you what, I'll go home to your wife, and outside of the improvements, you'll never know the difference. Fenneman introduced you as Miss Renee. I assume you're single. Are you interested in matrimony?
I'm a woman.
Well, even with these cheap eyeglasses, I didn't think you were Sonny Tufts. Besides the point, I say, are you interested in matrimony?
Indeed I am, well, Groucho.
That's the kind of an answer I want to hear.
20 girls that ride Johnson all day long.
Johnson must get an awful lot of mail, huh? Why do they ride Johnson? I happen to know Johnson. He can't even read. Besides, now he's a married man. Does Mrs. Johnson get wind of this?
No, but Johnson has all the necessary loops and swirls and straight lines.
If you think Johnson has them, you should see Mrs. Johnson.
Well, now, suppose you became a famous actress and then you met somebody you liked and got married. Would you be willing to quit acting and be a housewife and a mother?
Not that one. Well, did we play that one? How about this one? A little song. Sing us a song, Groucho.
Ah, this meeting brings back memories. Childhood days, lemonade, romance. My life was wrapped around a circus. Her name was Lydia. I met her at the World's Fair in 1900, marked down from 1940. Ah, Lydia. She was the most glorious creature under the sun. Thais, Dubarry, Gabo. Rolled into one. Oh,
Lydia, oh, Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. She has eyes that folks adore so, and a torso even more so. Lydia, oh, Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the queen of tattoo. On her back is the Battle of Waterloo. Beside it, the wreck of the Hesperus, too. And proudly above waves the red, white, and blue. You can learn a lot from Lydia. When a robe is unfurled, she will show you the world. If you step up and tell her where. For a dime, you can see Kankakee or Paris or Washington crossing the Delaware. Say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. When our muscles start relaxing, up the hill comes Andrew Jackson. Lydia, oh Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh Lydia, the queen of them all. For 2 bits she will do a mazurka in jazz, with a view of Niagara that nobody has. And on a clear day you can see Alcatraz. You can learn a lot from Lydia. Come along. along and see Buffalo Bill with his lasso. Just a little classic by Mendel Picasso. Here is Captain Spaulding exploring the Amazon. Here's Godiva, but with her pajamas on. La, 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 la. Whaling, unveiling the Trilon. Over on the west coast we have Treasure Island. Here's Nijinsky doing the rumba. Here's her social security number. Once swept an admiral clear off his feet. The ships on her hips made his heart skip a beat. And now the old boy's in command of the fleet. For he went and married Lydia. I said Lydia.
He said Lydia.
They said Lydia.
We said Lydia.
Na, na.
Oh. I'm sure your voice has caused considerable comment. What do people have to say about it, as a rule?
Well, sometimes my boyfriends will call up, you know, and they'll hang up because they think there's a man in my apartment.
Well, do they call back again when the man is gone?
Well, I never had a man in my apartment.
Oh. Well, that's your problem. I don't think I can help you.
We took some pictures of the native girls, but they weren't developed. But we're going back again in a couple of weeks.
Before we go any further, do you have a nickname, or what do your friends call you?
Well, sometimes they call me Sam or Joyce.
That's logical.
Or Joyce or most kind Marilyn.
Well, why do they call you Sam if your name is Eileen?
I used to be built like a boy, more or less. But I think I outgrew that a little.
That must have been some time ago. How old are you?
20.
I would say that must have been 18 years ago.
Then I got married after 9 months.
Well, you just got under the wire, kid.
When I woke up, there was the nurse taking care of me.
What's the matter? Couldn't the nurse take care of herself?
You bet she could, but I found it out too late.
What were you studying at there at this Fenneman's Waterloo?
I was studying. My major was nursing and my minor was...
Your major was a nurse?
Nursing.
Oh, nursing.
And my minor was psychology.
Oh. And did you become a nurse?
I was a nurse before I started for my... I had an RN degree before I started for the BS.
So what's an RN? I won't ask you what the other letter is.
RN stands for...
What's that?
RN stands for registered nurse.
It does, huh?
Yes.
You're awfully shy for a lawyer.
You bet I'm shy. I'm a shyster lawyer.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
He's had a change of heart.
A lot of good that'll do him. He's still got the same face.
I welcome you with open arms.
Is that so? How late do you stay open?
This lady is my wife. You should be ashamed.
If this lady is your wife, you should be ashamed.
She looks as healthy as any woman I've ever met.
You don't look as though you ever met a healthy woman.
What?
Haven't we seen each other somewhere before?
I don't think so. I'm not sure I'm seeing you now. It must be something I ate. I could dance with you till the cows come home.
Yeah.
On second thought, I'd rather dance with the cows till you come home.
I mean your eyes. Your eyes. They shine like the pants of a blue suede suit.
I want you to hold.
What?
Oh, hold me closer. Closer. Closer.
I hold you any closer, I'll be in back of you.
Oh, why can't we break away from all this? Just you and I, and lodge with my fleas in the hills. I mean, flee to my lodge in the hills. And you can say it was a real love match. We married for money. Eh, my shrinking violet? Say, it wouldn't hurt you to shrink 30 or 40 pounds.
Oh, you impudent head.
Why, you're one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen, and that's not saying much for you.
Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
But you're the man I've been dreaming of.
What do you eat before you go to bed?
Yes, I don't think I've ever seen four more beautiful eyes in my life. Well, three anyway.
Remember, you're fighting for this woman's honor, which is probably more than she ever did.
Why don't you go home to your wife? I'll tell you what, I'll go home to your wife, and outside of the improvements, you'll never know the difference.
Can you sleep on your stomach with such big buttons on your pajamas? So, you didn't think I was a real detective, eh?
If you're a detective, I'm a monkey's uncle.
Keep your family out of this.
Oh, please.
$9.40? This is an outrage. If I were you, I wouldn't pay it.
Well, that covers a lot of ground. Say, you cover a lot of ground yourself. You better beat it. I hear they're going to tear you down and put up an office building where you're standing.
I thought this cigar was in my other suit. I wish you were in your other suit, and your other suit was being pressed. No, mangled.
Did anyone ever tell you you look like the Prince of Wales? I don't mean the present Prince of Wales. One of the old whales. And believe me, when I say whales, I mean whales. I know a whale when I see one.
Well, all the jokes can't be good. You've got to expect that once in a while.
You guys go to your rooms. I'll be down shortly.
That reminds me, I must get my watch back.
Crooks! The crooks! They're escaping! Follow me, men! Never mind the men, just the women.
Oh, Captain!
Hey.
Yes, sir?
Oh, no, sir. This is special for Mr. Helton, sir.
You see this? Come back in a half hour and I'll give you another look at it.
Can you tell me the price of this bed?
$8,000.
Why, that's preposterous. I can get the same bed anywhere in town for $25.
Yes, but not with me in it.
A lady's diamond earring has been lost. It looks exactly like this. In fact, this is it.
I've been sitting right here since 7 o'clock.
Yes, with your back to me. When I invite a woman to dinner, I expect her to look at my face. That's the price she has to pay.
What experience have you had in a department store?
I was a shoplifter for 3 years.
Oh, Captain! Hush, please! Oh,
if you weren't smaller than me, I'd flog the daylights out of it.
But I'm bigger than you.
Well, that's another reason.
Are you sure you have everything okay?
I've never had any complaints yet.
Are you a man or a mouse? You put a piece of cheese down there and you'll find out.
One of them goes around with a black mustache.
So do I. If I had my choice, I'd go around with a little blonde.
I see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
This magnificent chest.
I'm the plumber. I'm just hanging around in case something goes wrong with our pipes. That's the first time I've used that joke in 20 years.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight? Is it true you wash your hair in clam broth? Is it true you used to dance in a flea circus?
This is outrageous.
No thanks. Bad luck. Three on a midget. We took some pictures of the native girls, but they weren't developed. But we're going back again in a couple of weeks.
Why, look at that face.
Oh, look at that face.
I'll go and pick up a couple of the boys.
And I'll stay here and pick up a couple of names.
Women, this is no time for women. On to the bar.
Why, a four-year-old child could understand this report. Run out and find me a four-year-old child. I can't make head or tail out of it.
What do you think of that slide?
Well, I think he was safe at second, but it was very close.
You know Conductor Hennessy, don't you?
Inspector.
Inspector yourself.
But look at me. I've worked myself up from nothing to a state of extreme poverty. Now, what do you say?
What are you doing with that cigar in your mouth?
Why, do you know another way to smoke it?
I'll see you at the theater tonight. I'll hold your seat as you get there. After you get there, you're on your own.
And don't point that beard at me. It might go off.
Oh, throw me the lifesaver. Oh, Professor Wagstaff, please, hurry, Professor.
Anything further, Father?
Anything further, Father? That can't be right. Isn't it anything farther further?
Farravelli, you've got the brain of a four-year-old boy, and I bet he was glad to get rid of it.
You're awfully shy for a lawyer.
You bet I'm shy. I'm a shyster lawyer.
I'm going there soon, you know.
Is that so? Where are you going?
Uruguay.
Well, you go Uruguay and I'll go mine.
Fancy seeing you here. Well, it's a small world after all.
Boogie, boogie, boogie.
You mind if I don't smoke?
One morning, I shot an elephant in my pajamas. How he got in my pajamas, I don't know. Well, all the jokes can't be good. You've got to expect that once in a while.
Song is all about. Well, I got a man who likes to hustle, but
If you forget your bucket, oh baby, just walk right in. And I want to thank you all for joining me tonight, even though it was not coming apart. Thank you, Fort Prefect, live in the grotto. Thank you, Professor R.J. Gumby, live in the grotto. And he's back. Welcome back, brother. And thanks also to those of you listening in on the archives and for our widgets. This is Last Call for E Cocktails. But don't worry about cleaning up. Starzan's got that part handled. Have a happy and safe remainder of the weekend. And remember, I'll love you some y'all. Good night, everybody.
Oh. couldn't have imagined. My very first gig in Swiss to be so great. Thank you, guys. Will you guys sing one more time with me? Thank you. Did you ever dream? I have never dreamed a night.